This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
Now I'm here. Tuesday and the Dugger is here. Tuesday and Jay is here. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. This is a Good Day program. Good way for you to find out the various things that matter to most Americans, to most people when they listen to the program. Yeah, I'm interested in that, or yeah, I didn't know that, or whatever, however it works. Now, I'm going to have to completely rely on Jay for this one, because I haven't the slightest idea what International ASMR Day is. Something to do with massage. I got that. And the experience...
Not entirely about massage. What does it stand for? Sensations. Oh, yeah. I always forget. It's like autonomous. James, you know more about ASMR. I feel like we were actually just talking about this yesterday.
It stands for autonomous sensory meridian response.
That's what it is.
Very impressive.
It's different sounds, and it can be visual and stuff, but it creates this kind of like brain tingling. It's almost like your brain's getting a massage. Some people use it to fall asleep or relax or calm down.
So it's almost like meditation. Is that what it is, sort of?
It can be.
The calm of the water flowing or something else. You go to sleep, that kind of stuff.
A lot of people do something like they'll be whispering, or they'll be tapping on something. A lot of people will have these really fuzzy windscreens over their mic, and they'll rub those to make it like sound, all these different sounds.
I was making an attempt on my microphone screen to find that, but I didn't do a great job of it. All right, here's some good news. Story of a bank teller who yanked a woman back from the brink of financial oblivion. She was about to throw herself into an internet scam. The Westpac Bank trains its employees to poke questions at anybody who engages in big transactions, strange transactions, especially if they're older. And so the teller's suspicions were aroused, and his actions were proven to be right every step of the way. The head of the Fraud and Financial Crime Unit at the bank has trained these tellers in the person-to-person interaction. This is, you know, I mean, most of the time this is private. You think, well, it's none of their business. But this, in this circumstance, the scam, this is something you probably read about because it happens a lot on scamicide.com, which is Steve Wiseman's website, which helps to protect you and women like this and men like this who are in their 70s and 80s. They know that it's like there's something intrinsically valuable about being nervous. And this person was nervous and went into the bank. And anyway, so there are a lot of crooks, ladies and gentlemen. And part of the whole business of, you know, the wonder of our communication systems today, social media, etc., there is good and there's bad. There always is. There always will be, because there are good people and there are bad people. And so these scams, if you haven't seen the movie The Beekeeper yet, you ought to see the movie. It's an action flick, with Jason Statham, but the whole theme of it is this very thing. How old people, unsuspecting people, are getting hoodwinked, yanced, their life savings stolen from them. Anyway, and you could,
it's just a total internet scam.
And there are people, men and women, who go around attracting other men and women into romantic relationships only to rip them off. This happens a lot with young women, sugar daddies, that kind of stuff. That's more of a problem these days. There are all kinds of, scams, and probably men that do the same with older women as well. It's not that, that's only one of many different scams that people, your email is loaded with. I probably get a dozen email a day from women who are trying to lure me into some sort of, and I don't know how they get my name, I don't know how to get my email address, but they get it. And they try to lure you into, you know, with pictures of big boobs and whatever else. Oh, why don't you come have a fling with me? And you know what they're after. Yeah, they're not after having a fling. They're after whatever.
Well, then you also have things that are just trying to access your devices because of banking apps, because of saved information. And I get emails, but I also get text messages. And one of the big ones right now is for USPS, UPS, FedEx, all of those things, and it says we're having problems delivering this package, like, or your package is out for delivery, and then an hour or two later you get another text. We're having trouble delivering your package. Please follow the link to make sure we have the correct information. And it's not it's not a real link.
They're not going to do that.
It's a scam.
FedEx doesn't do that. UPS doesn't do that. Yeah, exactly. No, 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 no. Congratulations. Listeners in Oregon are probably already aware of this. One of the people that is your neighbor, maybe your friend, ticket matching all six Powerball numbers, got $1.3 billion. How about them apples? Came forward yesterday to claim the prize. The ticket was purchased at a Plaid Pantry convenience store in the northeast part of Portland. So there are a lot of security measures. They're vetting a number of things. But I don't know how, if you have the ticket, what else is there to vet? Right? When you get down to, you got the ticket.
Well, we've seen issues like this where somebody presents that they have the ticket and someone else is like, that was mine. They stole it from me and stuff like that. I feel like it only takes one situation to happen where all of a sudden there's 50 more steps that they have to take.
Right. Cash value, $621 million. That's it. You can get paid out over 30 years or you take the cash. This is the fourth largest Powerball jackpot in the history of the games. And the largest, you know, go back, it's the biggest jack was about twice that much a couple of years ago, seems to me. So anyway, the Plaid Pantry chain has 104 stores in Oregon. And as you might imagine, the guy who runs it says, oh, this is exciting. We're so thrilled and blah, blah, blah. What do you expect him to say? Anyway, the people who buy lottery tickets like you and me, I don't ever buy any in Massachusetts. I bought some in Florida this weekend because I figured, better chance. I can't remember anybody in Massachusetts ever winning the big pot. A couple of million-dollar winners here and there, but I think it's a fix. I think they try to keep it. People say, nah, how could they get away with that? But I think it is.
See, I think it's legit, but I get where
locations.
Fixed.
Right. Well, thank you. All right. Housing problems. No secret that we have a housing market that's tough right now, especially if you are a first-time buyer. Now, if you look across the country, if you're trying to figure out where to go because you want to find a home, maybe you have a job that you can work no matter where you are, there's a new ranking from Zillow out this week using four different – everybody know what Zillow is, or should I explain what Zillow is? You think everybody knows?
Everyone knows what Zillow is by now. Yeah, with the
real estate.
You can find if you want to rent someplace or buy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so.
Right. And they value properties, that sort of thing. Anyway, they use four metrics: rent affordability, available inventory, ratio of affordable for sale inventory to renter households, and the share of households that are 29 to 43, because that is usually the age bracket in which people will be able to buy a house, age-wise. You know, at least that used to be the case. I bought my first house when I got married in 21, 22. It was a house that I'd spent lots of time on. It was probably my second home and was available, so I bought it. I remember the mortgage payment was $400. God, it's been a long time since I saw a mortgage payment that was that much, that was that level. At any rate, okay, so let's see the 10 best markets. If you're looking, again, if you can live anywhere and do your work anywhere and you're looking for a way to buy a home, the best place in America is St. Louis and suburban St. Louis. Number one. Okay? Number two on the list for first-time home buyers is Detroit. I can understand that kind of more than I... St. Louis, I'm surprised at St. Louis, but I'm not surprised at Detroit being high because a lot of people are moving out of Detroit for various reasons. So home buying there is easier. Number three on the list of the top 10 markets best for buying a home for the first time is Minneapolis. And as long as you're not working for Lyft or Uber, you're all set. You can probably afford a home. Indianapolis is number four there. Let's see here. 29% of the people buying homes in Indianapolis are under the age of 40. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Austin, Texas, number five. That does surprise me because there are so many people moving to Austin, especially from Los Angeles, that the push on new housing or any available housing in Austin is quite severe, I'm told. Pittsburgh. Maybe that's because nobody wants to live in Pittsburgh. Well, who would want to live in Pittsburgh? And I say that lovingly. It's kind of like living where you do in Cleveland in the winter times. Nice
Cleveland's
in summer,
amazing.
But in winter.
Cleveland has a great hidden food scene. And we had a lot going on this past weekend. The women's Final Four and title game were in Cleveland. We had a lot of people traveling in for the eclipse and everything.
Opening game, opening home game in the
opening
Red
day,
Sox
yeah.
today. Yeah. Let's see. Birmingham, Alabama is eight on the list. Kansas City is number nine on the list. And my God. Baltimore is 10. The percentage of median household income spent on rent there is 22% of the average person's paycheck goes to paying the rent or paying the mortgage. Huh. Interesting. All right, so there's a list. Maybe it'll help you if you're trying to figure out where to go to buy a new home. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Top 10 on social media trending lists, and not unusual to find her on the list. The idea today, and this, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Calitrin. I've teased so that people, there's a tease from me and a tease from Taylor Swift. So I gave you my tease. We'll give you Taylor Swift's tease after I tease you a little bit about Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple way, the non-toxic way, no drugs, no stimulants. Get rid of that weight. Go to toploss.com and see how the program works for you right now. As we get into spring, they have their 27th anniversary, which they are just beginning to celebrate. I'm sure by the time we get to the end of April, there'll be a lot more news on the 27 huge years from the folks at Calitrin. They've become America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, all natural. I'm proud to have them sponsor on this program for over 7 years, almost 8 years now, talking about health and wellness goals. So help yourself to the success that millions of people have had by using Calitrin. And right now, you can buy 3 and get 3 free, buy 4, get 4 free, big discounts on every single bottle. So don't let these huge discounts slip by. You can get into the website, which is toploss.com, and shop around, because there are other products that are there that are so right for you, very helpful as well. So going back to 1997 when they started, fast forward to 2024, what a great story about a great company that does great things. Go to toploss.com and help yourself to the benefits of losing weight and making yourself much healthier through this program. Look online. There are deals that you can get by using the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and free shipping, too. That's all about Calitrin at toploss.com. All right, so what has Taylor Swift teased? Did you see this, Jay? She apparently,
what did she tease?
She's teasing another new album. She is on
after the one that's coming up in less than 15 days. There's another
April
new one.
April 19th. Well, no, I think she's out pushing the lyrics from the album and teasing it that way. What the song content is all about. That's what it looks like to me. I'm not a Swiftie. I have great respect for her. Her music doesn't do it for me, but she does, in the sense that she's an extraordinarily intelligent woman. She's extraordinarily good at what she does. She's a smart business person. She's kind of fun. She appears to be the sort of person that you'd like to hang around with. I mean, I hope the stuff, the fact that she's a billionaire now won't go to her head.
She's the only musician that's become a billionaire solely off of the music and the performance itself. Most other musicians, it's because they have other business ventures. Well, they've invested in other business ventures, other companies and everything.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift, so we are 10 days away from the album dropping, and she first announced it when she won Best Pop Vocal Album at the Grammys.
So you know anybody who's a major Swiftie? Do you know anybody who has every one of her albums? Well, somebody's got every one of her albums, been to all of
every single one, including the additional release vinyls that have one bonus track per, like an additional, it's the same album over and over again, but there's one specific bonus track per album. I don't know anybody who has every single work.
Sounds to me like you are. I don't know. I wouldn't have gone into that that way. That's kind of fun.
that's what we discussed that previously, too, with Billie Eilish saying that she wishes, and she did it herself, but she wishes people, artists would stop doing that because it's wasteful. I like Taylor Swift post Red. Anything before Red, not the biggest fan, but 1989 and so forth, I'm there for it.
Yeah. She's back on the road in Paris on May 9th with the continuing Eras tour, so that's the update on Taylor Swift for you Swifties. 28 after here on Good Day. The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're doing it for offering it to you for half price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden unveiling a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving student loan debt. During a visit to Madison, Wisconsin Monday, Biden outlined a series of measures designed to benefit tens of millions of Americans.
And altogether, my administration has taken the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
Among these initiatives is the forgiveness of accrued interest for individuals who currently owe more on their loans than their initial borrowing amount. Additionally, the plan extends debt relief to borrowers who have shouldered their loans for decades. California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. The proposed bill would mandate companies better specify employee compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond outside of that time frame. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust.
The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day, dear.
It's gonna
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Staffin, who used to be here. And now it's me.
But I bet you still owe me 10,000 francs.
And that 10,000 francs should pay our expenses.
Our expenses?
Mm-hmm.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Claude Rains and Humphrey Bogart from Casablanca, or Casablanca, as they said in certain portions of the United States. There it is, the little piece of something that most people, no matter what their age, are familiar with. Hopefully, that's the idea anyway. On the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, the Mount Etna explosion, Sicily, and the smoke rings. You see, there's so many pictures of the total solar eclipse and all of its glory. Some funny pictures of people with their glasses on and things. So. Not many people are paying attention to Mount Etna, which, if you look at the pictures, They are perfect. You know how people sometimes, when they're teasing, smoking stuff, they blow out these rings sometimes, and they're you can blow a perfect circle. And so if you look at the smoke rings that are coming from Mount Etna, they are perfect as well. If you want to check that out, you can go. I think it's a picture of it in the NASA website, but you can see it.
Interesting. It almost looks like the eclipse, Ring of Fire.
Yeah.
These are smoke rings.
Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly. So there's something else that we're provided with here on the fabulous, the fabulous day after the celebration. There's a little bit of information about your brain that I thought I would share with you. Uri Geller, by the way, is going to join us in about 5 or 6 minutes with the latest from Israel. They did not, by the way, have the eclipse over there, but there are plenty of other things going on, so we get an update on that. Meanwhile, there's a published study that finds that your brain is getting larger as time goes on. The participants in this group of people being studied were born in the 70s, and people, so Jay, this is kind of right up, well, you were born in the late 80s,
right? I was
born
in the, mid-80s.
Mid-80s, okay. James, you were born in the late 90s, right?
1998.
Okay. All right, so they started studying the brains of people who were born in the 70s. And as they progressed into the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, they found that people's brains were actually 6-7, in some cases 8% larger in volume, by volume, and 15% larger in terms of the surface area compared to those who were born in my era, which have been the 40s and the 50s. So essentially, Jay, you have a larger brain. James has a larger brain than do I, at least in terms of volume, how much room it takes up your the physical
how
size of your
space.
Size.
There's
of
a lot of room up there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what this does, essentially, according to the study, is improve the ability of your brain to develop and thus give you a better chance of learning more, experiencing more, and having better brain health because there's more room in your brain. I think that's
so are
very
we getting closer to telepathy? Not telepathy, telekinesis?
I don't know about that. That wasn't part of the study. Maybe. Could be.
Brains get bigger.
Do you feel like you
were... parts of it?
Yeah, well...
I don't know. Let me try it. Nope.
Okay.
It didn't move.
No, okay. Sorry. There are MRIs. My friend John Kelly, who runs Seriscan out in Denver, has been a participant in this study. And if you haven't heard me tell the story, I've had my brain examined by them twice. People always get a kick out of, oh, you had your brain, your head examined. Well, they found a lot of stuff out. A couple of things they found weren't so funny, but I've learned to, you know, work around. We all have things in our brain that are probably not, they shouldn't probably be there, not to your benefit. But, you know, if you've seen some of these MRIs, the Seriscan folks have a program that when your brain is examined, it's a software that can tell what's going on in each of the lobes of your brain. For example, the part of your brain that gets angry, the part of the brain that has sympathy attached to it, part of your brain that actually is the intelligent. I mean, not all of your brain is devoted to intelligence. Part of your brain is developed to the heart. And to the lung, to the parts, the organs in your body that you don't think about, you know, you never think about your heart beating until there's a problem. But your heart beats. I have, yesterday when I was at Ken's getting my annual cardiological checkup, my heart's beating 72, 74, 78 beats per minute. And if you really, when I got on the treadmill, it went up to like 148 beats per minute. Because that's what they do to test how your heart's working. And they do the same thing now with your brain. So they found out that you if you get more blood to your brain, it will increase your brain reserve. And that reduces the risk of dementia, for example, or, you know, any other things that are tied to your age. When you get older, you get sometimes your brain if you're not taking good care of it, give it a lot of fish oil and stuff, the arteries harden up. So I just thought you'd be interested to know that you have a good future. Use the brain. Please, please, please. Here's something else to use. Go to the MyPillow product catalog online at MyPillow.com and look at all of the things that are in there. Dozens and dozens and dozens of things available right now to save you hundreds of dollars. Look at all these products at $25. It's an extravaganza. The MyPillows, $25. Sandals, $25. Towels, $25. All of this, anything that's in there, the Giza sheets, a set for $25. This is more than amazing. Fabulous opportunity for you to take advantage of what's going on with their overstock. So order now. Go to Doug Stephan, or DS, actually. Don't go to Doug Stephan. DS is the code. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS. When you do, you'll get free shipping as well. And the $25 deals on everything. Okay? Free shipping, $25 for everything in the catalog. That's all at MyPillow.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Now 43 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Uri Geller is with us. His website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, is full of all kinds of exciting things that are going on with him, in his museum, things that are going on in his part of the world. And then there is the reality of the war and the shooting and the whole business of what's going on in Gaza and the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do, who decides what's right and who's wrong. And meantime, what is the local populace in Tel Aviv and around Israel, where you are, Uri, saying about the shootings in Gaza?
Well, look, Doug, you know, it's been a really terrible week. There was the biggest tragedy of the war, actually. Israeli forces, as you know, accidentally killed 7 aid workers. And it was quite shocking. Israel recognizes that, you know, these were innocent people who were just trying to help ordinary civilians. All Israelis feel nothing but sympathy. But, you know, Doug, I have to say something else. I know what war is like. I was a paratrooper. You know, as you know, I fought in the Six-Day War in Jerusalem. And I've been in battles. Life and death decisions are made in split seconds. You know, the world is accusing Israel of deliberately, Doug, deliberately targeting the aid workers. But that is just not true. I have sources, and you know I know people, and I'm going to tell your listeners right now something which has not been said yet, and you've not heard this, definitely not on your program. Listen, just before the incident, a Hamas gunman was seen riding on the roof of the aid convoy. There is footage of this. Now, something happened, and it ended up, you know, going tragically wrong. But Hamas terrorists are constantly using aid vehicles, even ambulances, Doug, to move around in Gaza.
Food.
This is a fact.
And the food thing happened. That was the same thing. So why doesn't that get covered properly by the international news media?
Well, look, first of all, this is a fact that they use, you know, innocent people to move around, especially aid workers. Right. I want to say something else, Doug. And I'll jump also to England. You know, the British Foreign Minister, whose name is David Cameron, who I know, he also joined the chorus of what's condemning Israel. But I want all your listeners to think about this, and I'll jump to America in a moment. When David Cameron was Prime Minister in England, NATO forces led by Britain bombed Libya and killed 13 innocent people by mistake in one incident, including ambulance workers. And you know, Libya hasn't even attacked Britain. Now let's jump to America. Not only that, but your own country, America, just 2 years ago, a U.S. drone, it was a drone strike on Afghanistan, killed 10 civilians, including 7 children, Doug. Yes, Biden was president, and when Obama was president, the U.S. bombed a hospital by mistake, killing 22 patients and doctors. And I can give you loads of more examples. So, look, terrible things, terrible accidents happen in war. These things are tragedies, and, you know, this is what happened in Gaza, a terrible, unintentional accident. And you know, Doug, the real blame, and this is, you know, I say it, and I think you know it, the real blame lies with Hamas. They started the war, they have been holding our hostages for 6 months, and they blend in with civilians, they hide among civilians. That's
they don't wear uniforms. They don't wear uniforms of war.
Exactly. And, you know, my heart goes out to those innocent aid workers, and I hope nothing like this, you know, ever happens again. But, you know, yesterday was Hamas attacked Israel 6 months ago. That was yesterday. And killed more than 1,200 innocent people. They're still holding more than 130 hostages. The world should be turning on Hamas.
Well, but it is not because of what? Fill in the blank here. Why is it that we have, I mean, I understand the sympathy for the innocent Palestinians, but you'd think this is the first time this ever happened. Look back at the stats from World War II. Look at the stats from Korea. Look at the stats from Vietnam. Look at the stats from when we got involved in the war against Saddam Hussein. And so why the double standard? Is it anti-Semitism? That's what a lot of people claim, that it's just plain old anti-Semitism.
Of course it is, Doug. You said it. The world, you know, the anti-Semitism is now rife. It's everywhere.
But why? What brings this about? I never have understood. Honestly, you and I have had this conversation dozens of times and we've had it once. And I just don't get what it is. About, it's, I guess, the same as the racist stuff. People don't like, if they're white, they don't like blacks, and blacks don't like whites, and so
they make up lies, Doug. Yeah, Doug, they make up lies. They lie. Look what Hitler did. He murdered 6 million Jews.
Yeah.
And Al Jazeera, you know, Al Jazeera is a news agency. And they're here in Israel, and they're lying. They're lying, lying. They're working with Hamas.
But we believe
it's about
using, you're right, but we're using the stats that come from Hamas instead of what our own stats are, whatever comes from Jewish, whatever comes from Jewish services, Jewish
it's
elements.
Idea.
And we don't get that.
Absolutely. And, you know, people, most of the people who are marching in demonstrations, they don't even know what they're marching for. They don't even know where Gaza is.
Yeah.
All right, Doug, it was great speaking.
All right, talk to you next week.
We'll see you again next week.
Bye-bye. Uri Geller in Israel here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be.
What a great song.
Maria, I just kissed a girl,
named Maria.
And suddenly
you
want to
sing along with me, Chuck? Your voice isn't as good as mine, so maybe not. All right, so from West Side Story. Maria, what a great tune. The original West Side Story was fabulous. I didn't like the second one at all. All kudos.
No, I did.
Steven Spielberg, you liked it though, right?
I did. I did. I did very much. I love the original though. And we play that because this day in movie history, West Side Story, 1962, won the Oscar for Best Picture. I think it's an iconic movie. I'm a huge fan of it.
Yeah. All right, I have everything you want to know about Legally Blonde 3. Ask me a question, any question.
Is it going to happen?
Yes. Next question.
Is she going to be in it, Reese Witherspoon?
Yes, next question. She plays Ellen Woods.
It's very many years after the fact of the second one.
2018 was the last time. Mm-hmm. I don't remember when the first one was. 2001. Okay, I just saw it here. All right. Anyway, she's a beloved character. This should be kind of a fun thing. She's everywhere, man. She really has. She's become a producer, a director, starring in all kinds of the Little Lies and the Morning Show, and now this thing. So she must be at it every day, all day long.
I think the sweet spot in any career is where you can have a character to go back to get a big paycheck.
Examples of that? What are other?
Well, I'm going to give you an example. Much to my surprise, before we went on the air, I was reading an article, and I didn't think this was going to happen, but Robert Downey Jr. actually said in an interview that he would certainly be happy to come back to reprise his role as Tony Stark Iron Man in the MCU if Kevin Feige, who runs a show at Marvel, asked him to do it. Now, there's a comic book property called Secret Wars where they bring back all the iconic Marvel characters. He was killed off in Endgame, Iron Man, and it was, I think, one of the great death scenes in the history of film. But I always thought that he would never come back. I'm not saying he's going to come back, but I guess it appears that if Marvel backs up the money track,
he'll be back.
He'll come back. But,
$20 million,
it's sort of, I think Mars, what happened in that movie, but I guess when they're going to pay you $50
million,
you don't really care about legacy as much as cash and the money.
All right, so speaking of Robert Downey Jr., there's a story about Jon Favreau, who says that he used Robert Downey Jr. and Gwyneth Paltrow's real banter in Iron Man.
Right.
He took notes and has used that. I don't know that much about Jon Favreau.
Well, he directed Iron Man. Jon Favreau, I'll tell you, Jon Favreau, you remember the movie Rudy with Sean Astin?
Yes.
He played his best buddy in that movie. And then he wound up directing a movie called Swingers. Jon Favreau has been extremely successful in the industry, very, very successful. And he's a good guy, and he's fun on film.
He said he credited Downey's chemistry with Gwyneth Paltrow. They're great friends, apparently, in real life, and they became, it looked like they were great friends. You could feel, isn't it interesting, maybe the bigger picture here, is how you can always tell when there's chemistry between two actors, whether it's male, female, or whatever. I'm reading the story of John Wayne's life and his career. It's like 400 pages long. And I'm getting to the part where he does the Alamo. And how he got along very well with the Englishman, whose name I can't remember at the moment, and how he didn't get along with Richard Widmark. They didn't like each other. Widmark would not play to his scenes. It was just a bad deal all the way around. And how he and Richard Boone became great friends. As a matter of fact, he was so happy with Richard Boone's performance The Alamo, he bought him a Rolls Royce. Anyway,
how much time do we have? I got an interesting story.
We have about 40 seconds.
Okay, I just read a story about Gene Hackman. He's my all-time favorite actor, but he was extremely difficult on set. When Gene Hackman did Hoosiers in 1986, he was so unpleasant on that set that it caused a lot of ill will. And he, after the movie was completed, he told the director, David Anspaugh, and the producer that the only people that will ever see this movie, Hoosiers, is a few people in Indiana when you screen it, and nobody else ever again because it's terrible. And it wound up to be a great movie and one of the most iconic roles he's ever done. I find that story fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Well, these guys are very interesting people. That's what makes them good actors, is that they're interesting people.
Yep.
All right, you're an interesting fellow as well. You could be an actor, Chuck. Maybe you should look into that. Chuck Curry with Doug and Jay, 59 past the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.